Over the weekend, more than 500 Afghan refugees arrived at the Philadelphia International Airport seeking a new life away from their troubled homeland. Philadelphia is one of 19 U.S. cities that are welcoming individuals who fled Afghanistan after the Taliban took control of the government. As the resettlement process is underway, some Philadelphians are questioning whether city, state, and federal officials are providing more comfort and care to immigrants than the 5,000-plus homeless people who live in the city. Including the nearly 1,000 who are considered unsheltered. Although Philadelphia is shamed with the title of America's poorest big city, it does have the lowest number of street homeless per capita of any of the largest cities in the U.S. Tamara Russell, a.k.a. POC, hit the streets of Philly to talk with residents and gauge their attitudes towards Afghan refugees and the city's promise of resettlement. This is Matt or Nah, made possible by the Knight Lenfest Local News Transformation Fund.
The airport has made very specific preparations. Let me add to that, the city, state, and federal government have all been working very hard in a collaborative effort to help the refugees at a very critical stage.
Are you mad or nah?
The city was ready to welcome the Afghan refugees and to get them started on their journey to a new life in the United States.
Big mad, little mad.
It makes me real mad.
I'm gonna say or not.
I'm pissed to the max.
Oh yeah, it makes me very angry.
Yep, yep, to the yep, yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl, POC. I'm back in these Philadelphia streets speaking with community residents asking. On any given night, nearly 1,000 individuals are sleeping on the streets of Philadelphia. And yet America's poorest big city, which has a total homeless population of roughly 5,700, is one of 19 cities resettling Afghan refugees here in the United States. So I hit the streets to ask community residents, does this make them mad or not?
Keep your radios locked.
No, I do think that I wish there was more involvement with the citizens of our city, but I don't think it necessarily needs to be mutually exclusive with refugees, and I think we should be helping refugees. It just, we should be doing both, and it shouldn't necessarily be a trade-off. I just think there should be more money and more investment into our community as well, but not at the expense of not helping refugees. I think helping refugees is also important.
Awesome. If you don't mind just sharing your first name and what part of the city you represent.
Kevin, and I live in Northern Liberties.
Are you mad or not?
That doesn't make me mad, but it makes me think that the leaders should pay attention to their citizens that live here already, as well as refugees that are coming from other countries, for sure.
Thank you, and if you don't mind just sharing your first name.
Sure, it's Vanessa.
W-H-Y-Y.
You know, I gotta say, it doesn't really make me mad, because personally, I think we shouldn't be pitting vulnerable groups against each other. You know, I know the city of Philadelphia and the federal government, they have enough money, right? They have enough resources to address all of these problems. So realistically, we can do both if some action were to happen, address the problems that are already facing the city while welcoming these new vulnerable people in from across the globe.
Awesome. And if you don't mind me just asking, what's your first name and what part of the city you represent?
Sure. My name is Micah. I'm from West Philly.
Are you mad or no?
Absolutely. I don't understand why they money just come out of the sky for, you know, having refugees. I get it. I understand you got the refugees and the undocumented citizens, but you know, sometimes you got to take care of your home. You got to take care of your home base. You know, like I said, you got homeless out here running rampant, running crazy. You got down in Kensington, you got the drug population, people dying on trains for overdoses and whatnot. So I really don't understand, you know, once again, how they can take care of another country where they can't take care of home.
Thank you. And if you don't mind just sharing, what part of the city do you represent?
North Philadelphia.
What is there to be mad at?
I do feel like we need to pay a lot of attention to those two issues with the homelessness and the moratorium. I do think some things are being done. I don't think it's absolutely nothing. And I would hope that this is a federal partnership as far as the refugee stuff. I have a feeling the Biden administration, with their close relationship with the mayor, might have had a hand in, you know, providing funding and setting the whole thing up. So, yeah.
Thank you. If you don't mind me just asking your first name, what part of the city you represent?
I'm Nicole, and I live in Germantown.
Keep your radios locked.
No, I don't. It don't make me mad. It just shows the attitude and the mindset of America, period. They care about outsiders than their own people. And that's throughout history. So, you know, hey, what else can you say?
And what part of the city do you represent?
I represent the North Side.
It makes me, I understand why they're doing it, but I still think they should have been taking care of issues here long ago before this even has come about. There's been homelessness, there's been people starving, people no jobs, people no health care, no place to live. And it's been like that. And now you're taking care of people, bringing people over here. I understand why they're doing it. I hate that it's happening there, but take care of home first. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm saying.
And if you don't mind me just asking, what's your first name and part of the city you represent?
Yes, Donna, and I represent Mount Airy.
Tune in. 90.9 FM, are you mad or nah? Follow Revive Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC.
Keep your radios locked.